Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Find out more at driveev.com. Today, we are going to find out more about the United Way of South Central Tennessee and VIDA. Yeah, we're going to talk taxes today a little bit. You're going to enjoy it. Trust me. Don't click off the dial just yet. We've got two great guests here with us. Debbie Curtis is here, the VIDA coordinator, and also joining us in studios, Ashley Wenzel, the director of economic mobility for our local United Way. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Brian.
Good to have you here. And Debbie, don't take this the wrong way, but when I see you, I think of Uncle Sam. You know, I don't know why.
Yes.
Do you get that? But we've got a lot to talk about with that and with VIDA. But wanted to ask you first, Ashley, how are you digging the name change?
I'm liking it.
Yeah?
I think that it really gives the picture of not just Rutherford and Cannon County, that we're actually serving all five of those counties now. Four currently. And so it has really just helped us communicate that message. And especially when Debbie starts talking about VIDA and the expansion in that, we will be in all of the new counties for VIDA and with all of our programs soon. Mm-hmm. So I think it really helps spread that message.
And I would assume that this is part of what you do as the director of economic mobility, because, you know, working with financial stability, that's an important part of it.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm really excited, because I've talked about, when I was here just a few months ago, talking about all the different things we're doing financial stability wise and starting to branch off in those communities. VIDA is a big part of that, and I'm excited that we have this specific segment to cover that. And Debbie, as you know, our Uncle Sam is a superstar, and so I love working with her.
We'd have to call her Aunt Sammy, maybe.
Anyone who's willing to deal with this many IRS calls, I just give them a lot of credit.
I'm telling you. So, Debbie, was this your wheelhouse before coming to the United Way?
No, not at all.
Okay. I was just curious. Something just popped into my mind.
Yeah, no, it was not. I mean, I've dealt with money.
Sure.
You know, as a professional career, I've been responsible for different portions of the business end. But I have always been someone who likes to look at new challenges. And the United Way, what a platform to work with those people, that staff. And I was still fairly new here. I'd only been here about 5 or 6 years in Tennessee. And so I thought, wow, you know, what better place to get to know the community than United Way? And
yeah,
that's why I joined.
So you're an implant, huh?
I am an implant. I've been here since 2012.
Okay, well, so you're getting close
I'm getting there. I'm in my tweens.
Yeah, you have residential rights, I guess, now, right?
Yes.
So I've said VIDA several times here, but maybe explain what VIDA is, Debbie.
Right. Well, so the VIDA program is a free tax service that is introduced to the community for low to middle income. And what we provide is a service that's entirely free, no fees, and we have certified volunteers. And when I say certified, they have to pass IRS tests in order to be able to provide service in their particular role. So we have different roles, different certification
sure.
levels. And by doing that, it allows people to be able to come in and get the most money available that, you know, that their tax return will allow. And it makes it also so that they get all of it. It all goes back into their pockets. We're up to $300 for an average return now. And that's a lot of money that should be in our neighbors' pockets.
Sure. And that's for each person. So
yes.
I'm sure you know this or can get close to the number, but,
mm-hmm.
maybe we'll start with last year. I mean, how much money stayed here in our community because of VITA?
Right. Since we just talked about fees, I'll bring up that amount first. And that was over $570,000.
Wow.
We saved just in fees alone. In addition to that, we had in returns almost, I hate to say it, it's like almost $1.2 million.
A
it's really close.
Up.
Yeah, you know, it's really close. But anyway, so the total is like $2.2 million and almost $2.3 million for this past tax year, which was 2023.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And the fees are really the big part of that, because there are companies out there who will say, well, you can get your income tax money today.
Yes.
But it's all the fees that are charged on top of that.
Right.
But sometimes folks are kind of in that pinch. So what do you tell someone who is weighing, should I, you know, pay this amount of money to get the money now because I need it, or wait
right.
just a little bit? How does that?
Well, the first thing that people should realize is that no one can file their taxes until the IRS opens that gate.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, they do have that control. And so people will go in, like, let's say January 10th or the 15th to go have their return done. And if they're getting money back directly prior to them being able to file, that's a loan. So now you're paying money to have that money early. And as an example, let's say you did, I'm going to use 300 since we just said 300.
Sure.
If you're paying, or you're going to get a refund of 300, by the time you get your fees and everything, you may only get $100 or $120. So by the time you pay all your fees, mm-hmm. service fees, loan fees, all of that, it really can start adding up. And so I would just tell people, remember that no one does you a good deed for nothing unless they're a nonprofit. And even then, you should check and make sure. We are on the IRS website to show that we're certified, that we are as accurate as you can find anywhere. And we have volunteers that are really there just to help people,
sure.
not to see them as a number. And I need to, you know, get this return done. I might not tell you how much it costs till I tell you, oh, you can get back $800. Oh, that sounds great. I'll do it. And it's like, okay, well, so here's our fee. So that'll be $289. And then, you know, if you want it now, we can do that. Here's our little agreement there, you know, and it's predatory.
Yeah.
And you don't get that with the VITA program or the TCE, which is tax credit for elderly. And I do want to mention them because they are kind of our sister brother in arms.
Okay.
For this. So, so we really do want to make sure people get the most money, because they deserve to have that money and have it in their pockets. That's money for childcare, maybe for car repair, anything like that. So we want to make sure that they get everything they're entitled to.
Sure. And the great thing about it is that money stays right here in our community as well. When mm-hmm. and extra money going to local businesses and things of that nature here as well.
Exactly.
So today's guest from the United Way of South Central Tennessee, Debbie Curtis, the VITA coordinator, also Ashley Wenzel, the director of economic mobility. And as you were talking, I couldn't help but think that I believe this is right. Debbie, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but especially in presidential election years, but we have seen sometimes the tax laws aren't done in January. They're changing things.
Right.
And so then the software isn't updated, and that takes a minute to do. Right. I'm trying to do something like that in January, even really early February, is hard to do.
It's challenging, and that's part of why the IRS does not, you know, open those gates again until it's almost the end. And I don't have a date yet. We don't have that actual date. But we all have to remember that Congress is the one that makes the laws,
yeah.
and they give it to the IRS. So they will fund, like, EITC, the Earned Income Tax Credit. That money's not approved until sometime in February. So we all want to get our money.
Sure.
You know, we feel like they've been holding it in their pockets all that time, and we want it back right away. But the IRS can only do what Congress allows them to
do.
So the end of January is the only way that people can get that refund in a 2 or 3 week process. And they have been doing a great job of doing that for the last couple of years. You know, with the COVID and all the, you know, American
I don't even
Rescue
want to think about
Act,
that.
You know, CARE Act, all that. Yes, they were writing laws, and we were having to change things in March, which, you know, is no fun for those clients that we've helped previous to that. But we're in a much more steady environment as far as laws. And I do want to commend the IRS has, you know, been doing everything they can. Identity theft, you know, there's just been some issues, and they're really trying to address that, make sure clients actually get that money.
Ashley, as the United Way, our United Way has grown, so does now the need for volunteers to be a part of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, right?
Absolutely. We're going to need probably about 4 times the amount of volunteers because we're doing 4 counties. Maybe not quite 4 because Debbie's going to talk about one of those areas is already established and has had a VITA site. They just haven't been able to produce as many returns as they could with the support of United Way. And so we are having them, we are going to fund them as a site coordinator so that they're able to have a more robust program and will not only support them financially, but then help them coordinate. So there is definitely more of a need, especially this past year. I think one of the reasons that we've seen such an increase in numbers is that even places like MyFree TurboTax were not free, and people were having to pay for them. And so I think, and knowing, you know, getting the word out there about VITA, that we're not just volunteers who are doing, you know, income taxes for you, that we are just as backed and they are certified. And but we are definitely going to need more volunteers. And that's a big part of why we're here today to talk about that. And I don't think it's a hard thing to do, actually. It's challenging to orchestrate it all. Even our volunteer of the year this year for United Way was one of our VITA volunteers.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And so we're going to be sharing his message here very soon on social media and things like that. But one thing that's really neat about being a volunteer for VITA is not only are you serving that person or that family or that single mom and helping them provide those or prepare those taxes, but you're serving your entire community because these funds, as we've, you know, $2.2 million just for our county, imagine that times 4 and what that does for the entire region. So,
yeah, it's
but that is going to require more volunteers.
And it's the volunteer part that keeps this free, too, you know.
Absolutely. And you know, we had 34, 36 volunteers, and they donated around 2,200 hours. So it's almost, you know, 2.2 million. I've got kind of a theme going, 2,200 hours of volunteers.
If it were only 2022, that would have worked out very beautifully.
But it would have been great. But, you know, we have volunteers that, you know, their first year. We have volunteers been volunteering for 10, 15 years. I calculated, I think we have over almost 150 years of experience with our volunteers. And so they're ready to help train and mentor, you know, our volunteers so that they feel that they can thrive in and be able to do what they came to do when they volunteered, which is take care of the people.
So to the person who says, I would like to volunteer, but I'm just really not a numbers person, you know, or maybe they're a little apprehensive about that part. What would you say to someone like that?
I would say if you have an interest in helping people, there are a number of different roles. There's greeters who help people who are just coming in for the first time and kind of letting them know what to expect and giving them our intake form and making sure that they have the documents that they're going to need. We have intake specialists who dig a little deeper, and then we have a tax preparers. But besides that, we would love to have some translators. So if you speak a language that in our community, we'd love that. And as our community grows, we see that as happens everywhere. And the other thing is, I call them navigators, but they're really people to help people who need to get on a laptop or their own device and try to figure out how to get a document or a piece of information. Sometimes it's their bank account number. We're certified, so we have an ethics code, but sometimes you just need that little extra help to get on a laptop because there's a lot going on, and sometimes we forget something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's no fun at tax time when you're struggling to find a document. So we're there to help, too. So there's lots of roles. And the nice thing, too, is that people can grow into roles. So, you can start out doing something, very basic to start out with, and as confidence builds or interest. And then these are skills. Brian, I just want to bring up that are great for high school students and college students to be able to talk with people, interview them, by asking questions, gathering documents, and seeing something from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
These are soft skills that you are going to get that are going to be invaluable.
And you can maybe entice those high school and college students, because they need volunteer hours,
right.
And why
right.
not volunteer with the VITA program?
And
so
they could do their own return, too, throughout their lives.
Yeah.
And we have great partnerships with the colleges, which has been extremely helpful. They've been providing sites or volunteers to do
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
Just to name a few, we have MTSU and Motlow, right. Great partners in our community that help us get the word out there.
And Boys and Girls Club, they're great, too. They've given us space, but it's also to connect with parents, because those
sure.
earned income credits or child credits or child care, we want to make sure people are getting those credits. And we've also, I want to thank Town of Smyrna, who's done an excellent job for us over the years. And we also have Patterson Park, which is our number one site. They give us space, two rooms, for 4 months. We really have some great partners, and you mix the partners with the volunteers, and then clients are so happy. It's a really unique experience.
Yeah. Well, so in
keeps
our
them coming back.
Sure. In our less than 1 minute we've got left here, tell me how if someone wants to volunteer, what should they do?
Well, they should contact United Way, so your local UW.org, and then we have a we have a VITA page, and we have a VITA volunteer page, and the information's there. Otherwise, just give me a call. Now, I might not be able to answer you right away. It might take me 24 hours to get a hold of you, but if you leave your name and number, I'd be happy to get a hold of you. And that number is 6845. That's the number. Thank
extension
you,
815.
Yeah.
I had it right here. I cheated,
you did.
But that's
you
okay.
That's okay.
So I'll put that information also on
great.
The podcast, so folks can find it, and links to not only our local United Way's website, but the VITA site as well. And I want to thank you both for being here. Ashley, thanks for bringing Debbie along with you today.
Yes, I love bringing Debbie
along. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for having
absolutely.
Us again, Brian.
Yeah, we enjoyed
our guest from the United Way of South Central Tennessee, Debbie Curtis, the VITA coordinator, and Ashley Wenzel, the director of economic mobility. And by the way, I mentioned the podcast just a second ago. We'll have it up here shortly at WGNSradio.com under podcasts. Look for Rutherford Issues or wherever you like to intake your podcast, Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple. We're in all those places. So just search for WGNS. Have a great day out there, everyone.